Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
This week marks the official start of the bushfire season, and the Department of Fire and Emergency Services is urging all of us in the community to make sure that we are safe for what is expected to be a challenging summer. Superintendent Wayne Green is here with us from DFS in the Great Southern. And Superintendent, last season there were over 300 fires in the local area.
Yeah, that's correct, Terry. So we did have a busy season, and lucky for us that the majority of those fires were all quite small and manageable with local resources.
Probably one of the biggest fires that I can remember from last summer was the fire at Marbleup, just on the edge of Albany. It came pretty close to properties, didn't it?
It certainly did, and it was mainly the intensity that caused the complexities with that job, Terry. So, with extra fuel loads expected for this year, fire behaviour is going to be very similar to that. We're just urging people to get ahead of the game, to start thinking about what they're going to do in the event of a bushfire. So we're after our residents to start having what we call the fire chat for this year. And it's just a 5-minute chat. You know, it covers off on things about when you will leave, where you'll go if you're going to leave, and which way you'll go in particular. We're trying to get people to make that decision as early as possible. And to help them do that, they need to be aware of what's going on around them. So they can either go to Emergency WA for information, but certainly do not wait for people to come and knock on the door and let them know that it's time to leave. And also in listening to our broadcasters, you know, via radio, the media, it's staying alert as to, as I say, the surrounding environment, what's going on, not only in their local area, but surrounding areas. So that gives them an early heads up as to, you know, when to initiate their plan.
And in the lead up to the bushfire season, officially we're underway, but what are some of the key tasks out there before, you know, we get into the peak of the season? What can people do in their homes?
Yeah, for sure. So, look, preparing their properties, and look, you know, there's plenty they can do around the yard in prepping their properties, but the main focus I want people to get right is focus on themselves, their family and their friends. Prepare, discuss your plan, write it down, and communicate it across those, you know, as I say, across the family, to your friends and neighbours, so people know to look out for one another. But in regards to their property, you know, the old housekeeping thing is if you're near bushland, you're at risk. So you need to make sure that your property's prepped, bit of pruning, cleaning up rubbish and debris from around the site, making sure that there is access should emergency services need to get into the property and protect that property. If you're going to stay and defend, make sure that you are prepared. You have got the appropriate fire-resistant clothing. Too many people have made the decision to stay and defend but have forgotten about their personal protection. Also, alternative sources of water and power, because in a lot of these events, our water and power do get isolated. So unless they've got a diesel pump or a generator to be able to get access to that water, their plan may be flawed to start with.
Every Thursday, we like to catch up with McCrindle Researchers, and joining us this week, I've got Ashley Phil. Very good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Ashley, this week we want to talk about Australia's population. It's just gone up and up over the last 20 years, from 18.5 million in 1997 to 24.7 million people currently. This record growth has exceeded all forecasts out there.
Yeah, that's right. It was quite interesting. You know, when we hit that population milestone last year of 24 million, we were very excited as demographers. And when we think back to even in 1998, when the Australian Bureau of Statistics predicted that, and what was really interesting, because it was based on low growth assumptions, that our population would reach 23.5 million people by the year 2051, whereas we've already exceeded that now at 24 million, and it's only the year 2017. So obviously, the ABS really didn't predict that our growth would occur so rapidly, even from those growth projections back in the year 1998.
And with our population changing, Australians are living longer, and seniors are having more of an impact. How's the role of a grandparent changed in the family unit out there?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, grandparents play such a vital role in the lives of their children and their grandchildren, and it's really interesting, you know, aside from obviously all those really invaluable things like passing down advice and you know, really traditional methods of discipline and parenting methods, it's actually the role they play because of the increase in housing prices and costs. Obviously, women oftentimes now need to be in the workforce and can't spend as long looking after their children. So there is that crucial role where some grandparents are able to provide a bit of a caretaker role within the family, and obviously that safe and supportive environment for their children in this great screen age that we're all living in, and trying to navigate that basic, I guess, dynamics of parents and children. So there's some of that real sage advice and guidance, and then also the really practical element where they, if they can be assisting with looking after the kids one day a week or even more than that, then that's a great benefit to a lot of families today.
Actually, Phil from McCrean the Researchers, thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Thanks, Terry.
Sounds of Albany.
Into a new month, and the jackpot today stands at $1,760. What do you reckon our sound is, and where can you find it? We do know that it was a sound that was recorded indoors. Generally, you'd find it indoors, but you can also find it outdoors. But for this competition, let's say it's something that you can find indoors. Rob wants to have a go. Very good morning.
Good morning.
Sound of Albany at $1,760. What do you reckon it is?
I think it might be a meat cleaver hitting a block down at Reeves Butchers.
A meat cleaver hitting the block down at Reeves Butchers on Campbell Road there.
Yep.
I was there yesterday getting my large roast dinner, and I heard the boys working hard out the back. Unfortunately, I didn't hear that sound.
Well, that's a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah, not the one we want, I'm sorry.
All right, no worries, thank you.
Good on you, Rob.
Yeah.
Anne's back with us. Anne had a guess a few weeks ago, but she wants to have another go at the sound of Albany. Anne, what do you reckon it is at $1,760?
I think it might be the automatic doors at the Albany Leisure Centre.
The automatic doors at the Albany Leisure and Aquatic Centre.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I'm going to have to close the door on your answer.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Anne, can't give you the money today.
Okay, thank you.
I'll tell you what, though, would buy you a few show bags at the Albany show next weekend.
Oh, it sure would, yeah.
How exciting is it, the new place opening up?
Oh, yeah, it looks great already, you know, and it'd be nice to have a look around there.
Yeah, Triple M will be there. Make sure you come and see us.
Oh, we will.
At the Media Centre Friday and Saturday. We're doing some big, big duty.
Okay, no worries.
Good on you.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
$1,780 on the line tomorrow. Sounds of Albany for your Feel Good Friday. It is back and exclusive to 783 Triple M.